Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What do I love most about talk radio? Listening to other people's opinions and learning.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on Wednesday, the first full day of summer here in Kansas. 6:47 now. Three big things for Steve and Ted.
Three.
Republican wins important election in Georgia.
Two.
Wichita police use beanbag round in subduing suspect.
One.
Man formerly charged in rape of 7-year-old girl in northwest Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And just an update on a traffic slowdown in the construction there in West Wichita on Kellogg and I-235. They're saying right now that congestion's fairly bad and traffic is going about 37 miles per hour.
Ooh, well.
That's what one of the traffic trackers said out there, 37. A little bit less than the construction.
36.
Yeah. A little bit less than the construction that
about 50
miles per hour at the construction there. Yeah. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Terry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Hey, sunny, breezy, and warm again today with a high of 93 degrees, just like yesterday's high. We'll look for a south wind at 17 to 22 miles per hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 70. Thursday, sunny and warm, tomorrow's high, 92 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 70 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Spirit AeroSystems today announced plans to expand its manufacturing operations in Subang, Malaysia, to accommodate increasing volumes of assembly work on aerostructure components for commercial airliners. The company is in the architectural and engineering planning stages to add a 50,000-square-foot manufacturing facility adjacent to other buildings on its campus in the Malaysia International Aerospace Center near Kuala Lumpur. Construction is set to begin in October with a target for operations to begin in mid-2018. Spirit expects to eventually add about 300 workers to the current site population of 700. Spirit employs about 15,000 people worldwide, designing and building complex aerostructures for the world's most recognizable airplanes. And, of course, Spirit, our top employer, right here in Wichita, Kansas. Yesterday on Wall Street, another drop in crude oil prices helped bring energy stocks lower, dropping the market from the record highs it set Monday. The price of crude touched its lowest level of the year. Retailers also fell. The S&P 500 index fell 16 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 61 points, and the NASDAQ fell 50 points. They're just giving back some of the gains they've been making. And you and I were talking about it yesterday, Ted, that, hey, it keeps going up. It's got to come down sometime. So these adjustments will be made from time to time. Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick has resigned. Kalanick says he has accepted a request from investors to step aside. Kalanick says the move will allow the ride-sharing company to go back to building itself rather than becoming distracted by another fight. Kalanick had already been on indefinite leave amid criticism of his management style and following the death of his mother in a boating accident. So this guy's got the kind of got the, as we say in The Wizard of Oz, kind of got the big house falling on him.
Yeah.
Right? A top aide to President Donald Trump says the White House plans to privately negotiate a massive overhaul of the tax system with Republican leaders in Congress. This strategy possibly could end up giving rank-and-file members little, if any, say over the finished product. I'm just wondering what the personalities in Congress, if, you know, they're You're not asking me at all? Then I'm going to vote against it. I don't care who you are. You know, people are people. No, I think. But again, yeah, the other part of that is the more people get involved in something like this, it's a bigger committee.
It just becomes a big mess. Yeah.
So maybe we can focus down on four or five talking points. Maybe that's the idea. A new study shows that Seattle's $15 an hour minimum wage law has boosted pay for restaurant workers without costing jobs. The report from the University of California at Berkeley is certain to add to the debate as activists around the country push for increases in local, state, and federal minimum wages. If they raise the minimum wage, will it eliminate jobs? All right, 6:52 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, he's an expert on how to destroy your retirement. Good morning, Don.
Well, I knew that headline would be a little bit provocative.
Oh, yeah.
I anticipate you would have fun with it, but I'm not going to destroy your retirement. It's just here's ways that people can, you know. A 2017 Agen Retirement Readiness Survey of workers around the world identified that that most soon-to-be retirees expect to have an active retirement. Well, that's no surprise. Some even want to work by starting a business or aligning themselves with a business that they are passionate about. Well, as a financial planner, I need to dwell on the obvious financial aspect of retirement, but equally important are the health aspects of planning. After all, what good is having 35 years of income socked away if you're only going to be around for 3 years? With advanced health care, a renewed focus on healthy lifestyles, I can't remember when we've been in a better situation to lengthen our lifespans and the quality of our lives more than now. Just look at the local grocery store, for example. It seems like every time I go in, walls and display cases have been moved to enlarge the organic health food section, and those foods are getting cheaper. The best way to destroy your retirement is to not strive to live longer. Being healthy may be getting easier through access to great health care, healthy activities, and diet choices, but it does not come automatically. The Agen survey showed that globally, half of workers exercise regularly, and 57% said they eat healthily. Half of those surveyed engage in two or fewer of the six healthy behaviors that research asked about. Those behaviors include cutting back on alcohol and tobacco consumption, eating well, exercising regularly, avoiding stress, routine medical checkups, and spiritual health like meditation. Just 8% said that they do none of those things, but 5% say they engage in all six healthy behaviors. Well, why do they do this? They have a concern for their own health in old age, and they realize that not being healthy can not only be miserable, but expensive. Well, if you haven't thought much about taking on habits that help you keep healthy, it is never too late to start. Don't try to do too much immediately because it may overwhelm. Ease in, enjoy, and save some money at the same time. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, the number 634-2222.
Now, Don, personally, I don't think that nobody would consider me to be a health nut. I don't eat right, for one thing. But, you know, I'm pretty good about I'm good about exercising. And I'm not doing that so that I'll live forever because nobody can, and who knows. But, you know, when I work out, I just feel better. And I feel like I'm in a better mood all the time. And I just feel better.
I'm the same way. And you're keeping your system moving. You're keeping your blood flowing,
yeah.
Your circulatory system. And everything is just continues to stay sort of lubricated, you know, your joints and everything. No, I agree with you 100%. I feel so much better when I'm not sedentary.
You know, today is World Handshake Day. And I was taught, and I've taught my kids and now the grandkids, a firm shake, you know, and don't try to, you know, break the other person's hand, but a firm handshake. What do you think about that? But
I agree. I meet people who, when they shake your hand, they just grab your fingers.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go for the ham. You got to go for the big, bold handshake and grab it with gusto, but you're right, not too much. So if today is World Handshake Day, then 2 days from now after it incubates will be World Catch a Cold Day.
Yeah, well, especially when I'm meeting a woman, I like to grab her hand and put my other hand on her elbow and squeeze until she begins to cry.
Lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. You don't pull her in for a double kiss?
No, no. It's handshake day. It's,
oh, okay.
It's not, not obnoxious kissing day, okay?
Yeah, see, I go in for the low hug.
You go for the low hug.
Yeah.
What's a low hug?
Hey, bend down a little bit and you hug people by their abdomen.
Oh, okay.
What if she's 6'4"?
Well,
Ted's got a problem.
No, then you got an ice hug.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up at 7 o'clock here, all the news with Steve and Ted, including that big election down in Georgia. Both parties watching that election to see what would happen there. We're going to tell you. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.